Nerderotic.com.
Solo lost money. That's but right.
But it might make more than Mando and Grogu.
It's going to be bad. It's going to be
Mando.
Never.
When is this actually coming out? Like 2 weeks? 3 weeks?
2 weeks. 3 weeks.
22nd.
Okay.
Ready to go.
You can sell enough cute baby Grogu?
I don't think so.
Missed the boat on that.
I think the shine is off that shoe, man. You're going to have some people that are going to eat that shit up, but I just think the baby Yoda craze is completely over for the most part. People are not falling for that anymore.
Agreed.
The Mandalorian and Grogu is from geeksandgamers.com, right? The Mandalorian and Grogu tracking for lowest Star Wars box office opening ever. And the access media will spin this as a positive. Well, they will find a way.
And understand this. This is the first Star Wars movie since the Rise of Skywalker. I was thinking about memeing on Rise of the Skywalker. Shout out to our good buddy on that one, Rise of the Skywalker, for the uninitiated. But anyway, you would think that there would be some excitement. You would think there would be some anticipation. You would think that there would be people that were going, finally, Star Wars is returning to the movies.
Where it belongs.
It's going to be a moment. We're all going to dress up as Mando. We're all going to take our baby Yodas. We're all going to have... Nobody cares. Nobody fucking cares. Because this is what Disney has been doing for the last several years now. This is a result of everything you have done since The Force Awakens dropped. And you're going to see it right here. They can't spin it because we've seen it with all the Mandalorian stuff, with the live action stuff, Ahsoka, Book of Boba Fett, all this shit. They've been able to keep that on their own platform. Yeah. You can't do that now. Nope. Whatever these box office numbers are, this is going to be what they're going to have to deal with, and get ready for them to blame toxic fans once again.
Oh, yeah. I'm surprised it hasn't happened already. Oh my God. There's a tweet out there. I'd have to ask Chris. Chris, if you're listening, please send it to me. You read it 2 weeks ago on Versus, and it's a guy who listed every canceled or every announced movie by Kathleen Kennedy. The list is
It's big.
Stupid long. Chris. And this movie was never a part of that list. Okay? The list of initially announced. This was part of it.
That's amazing.
Just to be frank, this one is like a really easy one for them to make.
Yep.
Because obviously they didn't put a whole lot of effort into fucking writing this thing. Mm-hmm. Like we thought it was just Mando season 4 that they had like condensed. But in fact, no, that's not the case. And they wrote something entirely new that they had never planned on just to fucking jam it in here. Because mm-hmm. season 4 was actually supposed to play in and connect a bunch to what they were doing in Ahsoka and all these things. This is what Favreau said. But that's not what this movie is. This is just a random fucking side adventure that they fucking made up to make a movie. And they knew they could get it done fucking quickly. Because say what you will about what they've been putting out in this Mandoverse, Favreau does know how to actually make stuff and get it done and keep a schedule. I don't know what this is going to be about. I truly think, and I've been saying it for a while, I have a feeling that we are going to see a Han, Luke, and Leia cameo in this movie for like 5 fucking minutes, completely irrelevant, that only exists for them to be basically like mockeries of themselves while clapping all the new characters on their back.
100%.
I feel it because there's no way that what they've shown us that they think it has any chance in hell of doing anything. I think they're saving something. I think the idea that it's coinciding at this time where they're bringing back those characters to the theme park in Galaxy's Edge in California, I don't know. It's just a gut feeling I have.
I think you have a point. Look, that's their go-to thing. They don't have substance, so they just... jangling keys. That's what Doomsday is all about. Just bring in all the jangling keys and cameos.
That's how Mando is
Disney
about.
Has shown that nothing's really beneath them. If it's like cheap and lazy, but it thinks that it'll get eyeballs, they would do it. And that is a very easy thing for them to do. It's right in their playbook.
Maybe they're going to debut another like baby animal of some kind.
Well, they already have it in there.
They did have the little baby Rodian or something in the trailer.
They got all the Babu Fricks, too.
Is that what Star Wars is now?
Yeah.
Debuting another baby version of something.
Baby,
it started with the Porgs, man. It started with the Porgs. Everybody go, oh, look at the big eyes. They're so cute.
Have a baby Darth Vader.
I mean, they have a
and the Porgs.
They did that already, Jeremy.
I just could see like a completely meaningless fucking sequence in which like randomly they show up at the end and off the Falcon come Han and Leia and Luke, and Luke says something just completely inconsequential to fucking Grogu about finding his way in the universe, and fucking Han turns to like Sigourney Weaver's general character and then talks Sigourney. To him, he's like, hey kid, you better listen to her, life gets a lot easier when you listen to a strong woman, you know. and you'll have a couple people who see their like de-aged CGI faces and clap, and it's like, isn't this what fans have been waiting for? And like, it's gonna happen, and there's gonna be people that just fuck. I say deep throat Dave Filoni, but it's tough to deep throat something that's only an inch and a half long. But you'll have people that'll deep throat Filoni if that shit fucking happens, and pretend like he fucking saved Star Wars because he brought back these disgusting, just like CGI abominations of these characters.
See, I heard you talk about this today, and I don't think you're wrong, but I also don't think that the same reaction is going to be there. I think this is going to be more, there's going to be people that'll cheer for it, whatever, you know, but I'm just saying, like, to hit the level that it did for Mandalorian season two, that ain't happening at all. I think you're going to get a lot of people that are going to roll their eyes at this and go, really? Like, this is going to come off as desperation. I actually hope they do it, because I don't think it's going to land very well at all. I don't think
it'll have the same impact, just because it's not going to get people to go to the cinema just for this sequence. It'll get recorded. It'll go viral on social media. That might be a bit of a reaction. Like, it's a much more significant barrier to entry to go all the way down to the cinema to see it than put on streaming. And so it may get cheering. It may even get people defending the movie. But none of that gets bums and seats and a bigger box office, which is what they're after.
It looks like a TV movie that they put on the big screen, and that does not bring people to the theater. There's nothing enticing about the trailers that look, oh man, I gotta watch this. Oh, this is gonna add to the Star Wars universe. None of that.
How long is it gonna take for this to hit streaming? I think a lot of people are gonna wait.
If it underperforms, it'll go to streaming. But when it underperforms, because it's not gonna hit $1 billion, it's not gonna hit the $2 billion mark, and it has Han, Luke, and Leia in it, okay, get ready. We're going to see the remake of Star Wars. That's the next thing in the pipeline, because there's nothing stopping them now. That would be the final possible Hail Mary, is to put Han, Luke, and Leia back in using AI. Yes.
Every franchise is in that. Every major genre science fiction fantasy franchise is in that position right now. They need to either reboot completely or remake.
They need to put it on ice.
It's not going to happen.
Do it. No, it's not.
The only thing that could save this movie for me is if they kill off Baby Yoda.
That ain't happening.
And that's never gonna happen. I have hope.
God, not a 10.
I have hope, because if you remember, right before Mando season two, they came out with that super expensive replica of the Razor's Crest, and that like sold out right away. And a lot of people were excited to get this expensive fucking Razor's Crest toy. And like the first or second episode, the thing fucking blows up.
Yep.
Right.
They just sold that really expensive Baby Yoda doll.
I like your thinking on this one.
I hope history repeats itself.
I'll give him like a
It is more likely. It is more likely they'll kill off the Mandalorian and make Grogu the main character.
Than
I don't hate that idea.
Was it on this show together, somebody came up with the theory that at the end of this whole Mandoverse saga, that Ahsoka is going to take Grogu into the world between worlds, and he's going to go back in time and become Yoda? Was that on this show?
I think you mentioned that last week.
And but it's possible. I didn't come up with it. Somebody else did. Heard that, and I was like, fuck
it's
me.
Possible.
Jesus.
It's possible.
Dude, anything is possible.
Yes, Disney has made such retarded things in their actual
produced
release stuff that nothing is beyond them.
The only thing they won't do is erase the Disney trilogy. That's the only thing they will not do. They will do anything else, though.
I do have that list.
Okay, let's take a look at it. Okay,
this is incredible.
Since Rise of Skywalker closed the Skywalker saga in December of 2019, Disney has announced at least 10 new Star Wars theatrical films. Zero have made it to the theater. The one that finally broke the streak is a $166 million repackaged D+ TV season. Rian Johnson trilogy, Benioff and Weiss trilogy,
Not a trilogy.
Not a movie. We're talking about a trilogy.
Kevin Feige's film, Patty Jenkins' Rogue Squadron, Taika Waititi's project, Damon Lindelof's Ray film, Stephen Knight's Ray film, Guillermo del Toro's Jabba movie, James Mangold's Dawn of the Jedi, Dave Filoni's Mandalorian team-up film, all announced with press releases, all dead, parked, and delayed. What about Charmaine Obaid-Chinoy? I want to make men uncomfortable.
That's right. Yeah. What about that one?
What about the Lando movie? That's now a TV show. That's now a movie. That's still technically in production.
Was that announced as a movie?
It was announced as a TV show.
A TV show, but then it got changed. To one or the other. It's been so long, I forget.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a droids show that was announced. Not a movie though.
Oh. If you count the trilogies as individual films from this list, that's like 15, and then you have Charmaine Obaid-Chinoy, like 16 films. Holy crap.
That is the leadership of Kathleen Kennedy right there. The greatest leader of all time, according to Hollywood and Disney.
Imagine being these shills out here gassing up Disney, saying that they're still doing a good job with Star Wars. How could you say that?
It's wild.
You're a joke.
When you're handed a gift bag, you're flown out there, and then you start a podcast saying you're not a shill. That's
in this gift bag, you know?
Eric Voss. I guess the budget's $166 million. Wow, that's practically an indie film for a Lucasfilm. But not mentioning Charmaine Obaid-Chinoy's movie, which was announced, I believe it was New Year's Day of 2024. So it's been a couple years, not in production. They brought out Daisy Ridley.
At Star Wars Celebration.
At Star Wars Celebration. And not a peep about this movie.
Wow. And right here, this is a fake wizard's picture. That's how Mandalorian makes some money. If Yoda drops the N-word, I'll go see it 100 times. I'll go see it 100 times.
Get him off the plane.
Yeah.
But we've sat here and like watched this all happen in real time. It is unbelievable how they fucked this up. It should not be this fucked up. This should have been something that could have gone forever. Even if you just made mediocre Star Wars for the last 10 years, if you had made no Star Wars for the last 10 years, it would be better off.
Yeah.
Sadly. If you just kept remaking Darth Vader action figures, you know, and selling shit, you'd be better off.
That is wild when you think about that. Cause it's true. It's like, I think they've lost more money on Star Wars overall since buying it, if you include the money that they spent to purchase it as well.
I don't think they've lost money at all.
Your brand, but the factor that they have no data on is money left on the table, like loss of potential money that they could have made if Galaxy's Edge had Darth Vader in it and Han Solo and Luke Skywalker from the get-go, and it had more real Star Wars stuff in it.
Or the hotel
brought more people to the hotels, or the hotel was like
failed
a hotel on Cloud City or something, and you know, like
it, space it, line dancing.
That's what I mean when you think about the millions of dollars they've lost in like producing the hotel, then the films they've like they're. It must be up in the billions. And then if you count in the cost of purchasing
the
entire franchise as well, like the amount of lost money associated with the handling of Star Wars.
I don't think they've had a net loss, but I think that they have lost a lot of potential money they've left a lot of money on the table is all I'm saying.
People like to try to calculate just simply and solely the box office returns and it's like that discounts all of the other merchandise deals. And people be like, oh, there's stuff on the shelves. Well, they get paid up front in a big way for a lot of these fucking deals with these companies. So have they actually lost money on it? I don't believe that at all.
You've got to consider damage to brand, though. Right. I think that's even more
brand value.
Because the reason why they announced all of these movies is because Kathleen Kennedy, everyone assumed this would just sell. They didn't need to really put in much effort. Correct. They announced 15 movies because all of them would be 15 smash hits. You know?
Yeah, no, that's exactly it.
And that was never going to happen, though, when they spend all of their initial prep time on the movie working out how they can make it for people that aren't the audience. This is why they had so much time, so much problem making a Blade movie, because every single time they didn't want to make a Blade movie, they wanted to make it for somebody else. And
there was a fantastic quote there where they said, like, we don't want Blade just killing vampires.
And so that's why nothing gets past the development stage, because they bring in all these people and they'll go, well, we're not the target audience, so we're going to make it for us. Then it gets further up the chain. What are you doing? You can't make this as a movie. So they go back to scratch and it all repeats all over again. The only way you could do a worse scenario is if you actually made the thing, because I guarantee it got into a point where it could have been made. They would have had ideas or scripts or pitches. Like, this is so bad even Kathleen Kennedy didn't want to make them. The kind of quality they were producing.
Now, they would have invested money in some of the initial kind of production on some of these things to hire potential script writers and, mm-hmm. and stuff.
Some production work as well.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I wonder how much, like, money... Taika Waititi, was he given any money for the prep work of that thing, or it was just like, let's talk about it?
They were all given money. When it was announced, there is some money involved. I don't know how much, but mm-hmm. they don't work for free.
Remember, to prove how bad women are at making movies, Kathleen Kennedy predicted that she would have a woman direct a Star Wars movie before she leaves Lucasfilm. That was like 7 years ago.
Yeah, how'd that work out?
Okay. How'd that work out? And he could have gave it to Hedlund. You know, that would have been good. I'm sure that would have worked out really good.
And some of it is like obviously terrible decision-making and stuff. Some of it is also just extraordinarily bad luck. Like, hey, Patty Jenkins, the newest hot female director. She wants to do a Star Wars movie. Let's go. Then they make Wonder Woman 1984, and it's like,
never mind.
She didn't notice that she had run Wonder Woman rape a guy.
I still can't get over that. That's just why.
It is weird. They've done that a lot. They go for the new shiny toy every time. Benioff and Weiss, bring them in, and then you have Game of Thrones, Taika Waititi, Rian Johnson. They bring him in. They offer him a trilogy before The Last Jedi even comes out. I just make all of these promises based on trendy shit.
But here's the thing. The guys you did hire for a trendy shit like that, like Lord and Miller, you don't let them make their movie. And they're like, all right, I guess we'll fucking wait a while and make another space movie that we want to. And Project Hail Mary comes out.
Yep.
And it's just massively fucking successful in its own way.
They've had several successes since then, since they got fired.
Yeah. But specifically for a space movie. That's irony. I'm not talking about like 22 Jump Street.
Well, and now their name, their stock has risen pretty high at this point. So they are going to be not Nolan level, but just below now, because there's no directors out there that are really that popular or that capable at this moment. We used to have dozens of directors. Now it's like you got
Nolan and Villeneuve. Those are the only two names that are really turning the needle,
like on cinema.
Cinema.
Yeah, that's it.
Nerdronic.com. Please subscribe.